Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations, this Thursday of the 10th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we look to question and answer 28 of the Heidelberg Catechism. Patience is a difficult thing, particularly in our day and age, when most anything we want can be found, bought, and shipped to our door with a click of a button. Things that used to take weeks to arrive now take days, or less if you live in a city. We want instant rice, instant pudding, instant photos, instant news, instant coffee, instant food from our instant pots, and all for our instant gratification. But patience, as the proverb tells us, is a virtue. Indeed, patience is one of the fruits of the Spirit, as recorded in Galatians 5, verse 22. And patience is counseled throughout the Scriptures as a quality to be cultivated by God's people. We are to put on patience, as Paul tells us in Colossians 3, verse 12. But the root of patience, we find, is in how we think about and know God. We find that patience is, in a sense, an outgrowth of believing the truth concerning God the Father Almighty. Heidelberg Catechism, question 28. What does it profit us to know that God created and by his providence upholds all things? We answer, that we may be patient in adversity, thankful in prosperity, and for what is future have good confidence in our faithful God and Father, that no creature shall separate us from his love, since all creatures are so in his hand that without his will they cannot so much as move. Adversity, as we have already confessed, is under the governing hand of God. When we go through trial or tribulation, we know we are being refined by God as gold in a fire, according to 1 Peter 1, verses 6 through 7. As we are told in Romans 5, verses 3 through 5, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Thus, the patience necessary to deal with adversity is also a product of the love of God poured into our hearts and our knowledge of who God is as our Father. But what exactly is patience? Is it just waiting? Is it waiting in a certain way? Patience, as we find it in the Scriptures, is defined as endurance, perseverance, steadfastness, and long-suffering, among other things. Thus we are to wait, yes, but we are to wait with endurance, not weakly. We remain steadfast, unmovable, no matter what the storms of life may bring. We suffer long, if need be, not doubting that our God is working out whatever trouble we have for our good and his glory. For we must recognize that God will work out his purposes in his time, not ours. Peter tells us as much in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. Do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you. Recognizing this, that the Lord is patient toward us, we can then trust in the Lord to fulfill his promises to us, no matter what, in his own time. And as we trust in our Heavenly Father, as we know and believe God created and by his providence upholds all things, we find the Holy Spirit at work in us, producing patience, that we might be obedient to God as we wait upon him, not as a child, fidgeting and restless, but with a sure and certain hope of the gospel, continually looking to him in faith. For as Hebrews 6, verse 12 tells us, if we look to God in full assurance of hope until the end with patience, we will inherit the promises of God, and our patience will be rewarded not with instant gratification, but with eternal gratification. To the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.